Stay home and eat all the freaking chips, Kip.
Mapoin, don't be jealous that I've been chatting online with babes all day. Besides, we both know I'm training to become a cage fighter.
Since when, Kip? You have the worst reflexes of all time.
Try and hit me, Napoleon.
What?
I said come down here and see what happens if you try and hit me.
Such an idiot.
Let me see what your best move is.
I'll go get it.
Jeez.
Your mom goes to college.
22-minute podcast. 22-minute podcast. Don't wanna take up much of your time. Just gonna read some headlines. Stuff.
Welcome to the 22-minute podcast. My name is Wes Evertson. Today is Monday, another one day.
Another one day.
June 23rd. Thank you, Mike Screen.
Of course.
Yeah, you know, so it's Monday. We took a week off. Yeah. I went to Texas for a week, which was last week. So there you go. So that's how it works. And then you know, we're back. But we have a lot of ground if anybody has a good, you know, around the week.
Around
it's not
the
just
week.
The weekend.
Yeah,
it's
no,
around
no,
the week.
True.
What happened?
Yeah. Well, let's see.
What you got?
I don't think not a lot, really. I mean, just it's been hot and heavy at work.
Yeah, you've been definitely expressing a lot.
Some but
feelings.
It's, but
about that. I mean, it's understandable.
Then, I mean, I'm just getting prepped because next Tuesday, or really tomorrow, Buffet and I are driving out to Texas.
Oh,
taking
right.
a road trip out to Texas.
Yeah.
We're going to spend 10 days out there, so pretty excited about that.
Yeah, man. You know, you got a good family.
Yeah.
And it's good to spend time with,
yeah.
with your good family.
Yeah, no, it's true.
You know?
It's true.
What's that like? Don't tell me.
Family, I got to say RIP to my sister's cat, Tokyo.
Oh, so sorry.
Yeah.
RIP Tokyo.
Yeah, RIP Tokyo. One. Just thought that she was doing okay and then kind of took a turn, so sorry.
Yeah.
We love you, Tokyo.
Unfortunately, there are a lot of, I mean, it's horrible either way. But sometimes you almost feel lucky for one or the other whenever you realize.
No,
like,
for sure. For sure.
Like, you know, you watch an animal just kind of like get old and decrepit and it's sad and then they go blind and their skin rots if you're a bad owner.
Cindy,
I've seen it happen.
Cindy was definitely not a bad owner.
Right, of course. Or they're not old, they're not young, and then they kind of just, you know, which I guess could happen to me.
Yeah, no, it's
not
true.
Not you. You're fine.
I'll moisturize you, though, so you don't get
Thank you. Right, yeah.
That's what I'm here for.
Right. You're going to be all over it. You know where it's at. Okay. Well, what about you? I'm sorry, though. It is sad. Losing a pet's always the worst. So, you know, anyway, what about you, James? Do you have any Finn things?
I ended up baking my wife a cake for her birthday.
Oh, that's exciting.
Awesome. What kind of cake
was
it?
That's awesome.
It was strawberry funfetti and then regular funfetti.
Oh, that's
with,
fun.
Like, unicorn sprinkles. It was great. It looked like a child's cake, and it looked like a child made it. So
awesome.
It tasted good. That was good.
She loved it, though?
Yeah, and then we went out and had hibachi for her birthday.
Oh, nice.
There's a custom I'm unfamiliar with there where they put a baby.
It's called Prima Nocta. It gives the leader of the local land the right to have sex with your wife on her birthday.
Oh,
right,
wow. Right.
No, yeah, what were you saying? I apologize.
I wasn't familiar with it.
You haven't seen
But another
you haven't
thing
seen
that kind of confused me
yeah.
was
shit.
That they had a water bottle that they would spray the guests with if they did not catch a broccoli or a shrimp.
Oh, did you get sprayed?
And
I could just see James.
It had
like,
a baby on. It had a baby topper.
Like, what the fuck?
And the water came out of a baby's penis.
Where were you, dude?
Never mind, huh?
And this is a hibachi restaurant in Highland Village, and what I noticed
going wild
the other
Village.
Tables do it. I asked the room and I was like, why are they doing this? And they were like, it's just a show. And then they did it to us, and I asked another question, why is the baby's penis erect?
Well, isn't that the way it would squirt the I guess no, you don't have to be erect to pee, I suppose. I guess I shouldn't assume it's cum. That's my bad.
This is really thin.
Anyway, so the ribeye and scallops were amazing.
Well, good.
Ribeye scallops.
The other part takes away a star for me. So,
understandable.
Do you remember?
Other than that, my car's dead, and then nothing else going on.
Well, that's fun. I mean, not the car part, of course. But all, I mean, the of course the birthday cake, making it with your heart, and then and getting to enjoy it with your metaphorical
heart.
Took me
like 3 hours.
That's not that long when you think about it. For a cake,
it's kind of long, dude. To make one cake.
Well, you gotta bake it. You gotta mix it. Right. You gotta bake. You gotta let it cool.
Yeah.
Then you gotta ice it. It's a fun process.
And then
it worked out.
The part that takes the longest, in my opinion, is the anticipation of being told "good job."
Yeah.
Please.
Yes.
Now. Here is penis.
That's actually.
Yeah. No, I mean, hey, we all feel that way. Growing up just means we kind of suppress it and we get over it and we accept disappointment.
Yes, we do.
How about your time in Texas? How was that?
Oh, it was good. I mean, yeah, I just recorded the whole time, but I mean, I did get to have lunch with my grandmother one day, so that was nice.
How was she doing?
Good, man. You know, I don't think it quite works this way, but if I can take after one grandparent, it would. I hope it's her.
Yeah,
because I mean, she's just rocking and rolling. You know. Upper 70s.
Yeah.
So
I mean, I met her a couple times. She's a really sweet lady.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
she absolutely is. No question. She's also kind of silly, but you know, whatever.
Well, I definitely see that in you for sure.
Well, I mean, okay, but I hope I take the good silly from her. There's just also I remember like one time she was like, "Have you read that book about the boy who died and he went to heaven for a little bit, then he came back?" You know, that's not how she talks at all.
Well, did you read it?
No, because it's bullshit. You know,
you're a bad grandson. Watch it.
Yeah, watch it.
Well, there was a movie made out with Greg Kinnear. I do remember that. I don't remember what.
Oh God,
I don't remember what it was called.
I know what you're talking about.
I mean, that movie. The movie was made probably 10, maybe 12 years ago.
Okay.
The book came out 20 years ago.
Oh, geez.
And those children, or just the people who are involved in these incidents, you can look it up. Every single notable case of like, oh, I had a near-death experience in an accident, and I was in heaven, and I saw Jesus, and I saw, like, you know, my family and stuff like that. All of them have come out to be like, no, my parents just kind of told me that that's what I saw.
Oh, no.
They just really led me on, or, you know, or they just lied, you know, so, yeah, I don't know.
So they could get on fucking Good Morning America.
Exactly. Yes.
Oprah Winfrey.
And I just want to, go on Oprah as a clown.
Yeah.
I'm, literal or metaphorical, it's fine. either way. But yeah, recorded, hung out with my parents and my grandmother for that day, had lunch. We actually went to the old hibachi place, but it's now just a sushi place.
Oh, cool.
But it used to just be Kyoto off the harbor.
Oh yeah.
Now it's just any old restaurant now. Yeah. Honestly, you walk in and it smells like piss like any other restaurant. So
good.
Glad did they put a hard baby dick in your face?
I bet if I asked them, they would have, but no.
Okay.
But no, they didn't.
Sorry, you missed out.
Excuse me, do you have a hard baby dick, sir?
Can you spray me with a hard baby penis, please?
No tip. Yeah, that's it, though. So, yeah, we can go and get on to today.
Another one.
Another Monday. Here we go. What do we got? I definitely should have put the screen not there.
No, it's fine.
I mean, it's fine, except the video. I'm just going to be like the whole time. Don't worry. I'll do a zoom in on that moment.
Perfect.
Yeah. Okay, but on this day in 1868, bet this won't be racist, American inventor Christopher Latham's Sholes and two others were granted a patent on for the typewriter. That's, I mean, other than the unenthusiasm to make African Americans literate, I guess this isn't racist. At the time, not now.
Mm.
I mean, no one reads now. Everyone's illiterate now. Is your daughter can read?
No. She can read. And it's really cool because she's really into fucking comic books right now.
Okay.
So like right now, I'm reading three different. DC has Absolute Batman, Absolute Superman, Absolute Wonder Woman.
When did they come out?
They started coming out the tail end of last year.
Oh, fine.
So we're on like issue like 9 of Batman and Wonder Woman, and then 8 of Superman. Whoa. Anyway, so like I'll go to the comic book store once a month. It's like the second or third Wednesday of the month, and that's when these issues come out.
Right.
But Buttface just was like, "Hey, do you want to get a comic book? Let's get a fucking comic book." So she got Spider-Girl.
Yeah.
And so they just started releasing these. So as I go pick up my new issues, she'll be able to pick up her new issues and follow the series as they come along. And
she'll feel like she has a process in her life.
Yes. And just follow the thrills of, okay, I got to wait a whole fucking month to find out what happens next.
Man, that's so old school, too.
It's fucking cool.
I was talking to the guys at FedEx about, I was like, oh, it's kind of slow in here today. And he was like, yeah, that's true, but I mean, most of our stuff is e-commerce, so I got I got a shit ton going on.
Oh, yeah, in the back.
I was like, you know what?
Dropping it off and stuff.
I was like, you know what? Those are the, those are the things that people on the other side of the counter forget.
Yeah.
But man, that might have been what the good old days were, is before the internet could ruin my slow day, where I'm an hourly employee.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you know. I mean, when I worked at Vans, we didn't, people could order online and pick stuff up, but I mean, that's no different than, you know, just coming in the store and asking me for a shoe. You just come in and like, I got an online order. It's like, great.
Yeah,
you
cool.
Know, cool. Whatever. Anyway, that was nice. I didn't get paid. I didn't get paid per fucking shoe I sold.
No, right.
So if it's slow, I understand that there's this piece of paper behind the counter that's got like daily metrics.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking for.
I could give a fuck.
Hey, did you rotate that sock rack?
I mean, I'll do it. No one's in here, and that's fine. I'll spend 30 minutes, you know what I mean, rotating the sucker. That's what I think. I'm a great employee, and if someone does come in, I'm all over.
Yeah, yeah.
And you
now have all of my attention.
Right. But also, I don't care if no one comes in here. So you got to reconcile that, corporate America, because that's where we all live. I want to be a good employee, but at the same time, if there's nothing to risk me personally, and I also can't make business come in the store.
Right.
And fucking let people wear hats.
Yeah, dude.
Exactly.
James, I'm so sorry. That's just like the saddest thing.
That is sad.
Like, you do your work on the phones, and people are like, you can't wear your hat.
No.
Maybe, what if you, like...
None of this liberal hat shit.
Only liberals wear hats, and then you bring in a picture of, like, John Wayne and a cowboy hat. So you just start wearing cowboy hats.
Ooh, I like that trade-off.
What if you got a shitty cowboy hat and you wore it every day?
Right, like a dollar store one?
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Maybe it's a plastic.
Pink plastic may not, that's kind of spitting back in the face. That's not a bit anymore. That's like, yeah, obviously you can't wear this pink one.
But the baby blue?
Yeah, exactly. The baby blue, he can't say
that. Or like a giant foam one.
Yeah.
Like a Cowboys game or Six Flags or some shit.
I was going to say, if there are sports fans, yes, get a themed one. If it's foam, that's even better.
Yeah, it is. Softer, lighter.
Yeah, so if you do get mad and you throw it, it'll be funnier. You know what I mean?
Because it just like...
Yeah, it just kind of floats for a second. Like, that's fucking great. Honestly, you got to pre-plan bits. So there you go. I just wanted to alliterate appropriate there.
Pre-plan bits.
I ended up yelling a little bit. Okay, but I don't know that I bet I could think of like, Pie Shop doesn't have any pies if I really wanted to get down to it.
Oh, sure.
But... Maybe it'll pop up. We'll let it pop up organically.
Yeah.
So, anywho, we'll get back to today. I thought we hadn't done that. That's why I said that. I was like, oh, before we get to today, do I have any pie shop? We're already doing it.
We'll circle back. There'll be pies.
I'm sure it'll happen. So look forward to it at some point. Okay, on this day in 1961, what is this?
The Antarctic Treaty was enacted, reserving the entire continent for free and non-political scientific investigation.
Russia is not cool with that. That's a lie. We need to get Vladimir on the phone. He will dispute this immediately. Vlad, you want Antarctica.
Moment of your time, sir.
You know you want Antarctica, right? Right? He'll
be like, we've all seen X-Files.
Okay, you got me. Okay, I want it.
Not a bad Vlad, huh?
Orgursk. Anyway, moving on. On this day in music history. On this day in 1987, probably a pretty good year.
Yeah.
Just hanging out.
Yeah.
You know, even the stuff that sucked, there were enough people wearing denim jackets with long hair, jamming some badass music.
One earring, dude.
Right. And, like, we all could have got together and it would have been fine, you know?
Yeah.
And, it was easy. It was the preps and then everybody else. Nowadays, it's like, ooh, where'd you get that jacket? No one knows who you are. You know? It's like, I'll just wear whatever.
Oh, I got it online.
I like uniforms. No, just all right. On this day in 1987, Tiffany starts her mall tour. Dude, this had to be huge
in
1987, to be honest with you. In New Jersey, that also makes sense. Is she from Jersey?
I don't know, actually.
But yes, with her, she was showcasing her number one hit.
I think we're alone now.
And that
doesn't
seem
to be anyone around.
This set like a standard formulaic tour ideal. So like all the boy bands, yeah, no, you're and absolutely pop groups right. would follow and
absolutely
they'd
right.
all do mall tours starting out.
Yep.
All right, so we're gonna go to the mall. We're gonna go to Orange Julius. We'll get there 15 minutes early,
dude.
Oh, I can't wait.
That sounds like a good day. You know, I'm not gonna lie to you. Just show up, get a smoothie. Which one doesn't have too much mm-hmm. sugar? Let's go perform.
Maybe window shop the Gap. You know, see what the new spring line is showcasing.
Honestly, only if they've got some decent khakis. I don't want to wear them, but if I have to, this is where I'm gonna get them.
They made an excellent sweater for a few years.
I'm sure they
yeah,
did.
Yeah, no, they. I believe. I remember having like a Gap sweater.
Honestly,
in, like, middle school.
You know, pick up an undershirt. I bet they got great undershirts.
Yeah.
Are they
yeah.
too expensive?
I'm
or
sure.
Are they on
yeah.
sale? Let's see if they're on sale.
Clearance racks, baby.
Let's go sing "I Think We're Alone Now." Okay. you know, people are gonna lose it. You know what's crazy though is honestly. Before huge bands and tours, and it was like a, you know, it was a circuit kind of thing, it was independent bands that mm-hmm. were playing malls and stuff. So just like everything else, the independent guys, the local guys kind of get pushed out by like these huge conglomerate tours. Like, oh, you already created an ecosystem. Why don't we just go ahead? Like, there's a fan base already there, and mm-hmm. they already anticipate going here for this kind of product. Well, we have the infrastructure to push you out, so we're going to go ahead and do that. America.
You're welcome.
And that's why the 80s were, like, bad and good, because it was happening. You know, it was yeah. slowly happening. All of it was happening. Walmart was taken over. McDonald's mm-hmm. was taken over. 7-Eleven.
Mortgage-backed loans.
Buffalo Wild Wings. What can you name an establishment?
An establishment? Taco Bell.
That's one. What are we doing? Anywho, okay, let's move on. On this day in 1979, Charlie Daniels Band. Oh, we're going backwards.
Yeah.
That's fine. It doesn't matter. No, I just like to establish, you know, I don't want to confuse any older listeners
yeah.
we might have. we have already done a music note. We're doing the second one. Yes, releases his single, Never Went Down to Georgia, looking for a shoulder.
Little day, he was in a bind, he was way behind, he was looking to make a deal.
I think really the idea that, James, I heard you talking about this, I think the devil's just an addict.
Oh yeah.
So he's never not in a bind.
I actually like that a lot. Yeah.
And he's always behind.
Yeah. So he's just fiending. Yeah. He fiends for souls.
Fiends
he's not
for
like
souls.
Contractually obligated.
Exactly. That's what James was saying before we started. Which is funny. That's a good bit. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
To you.
No, I do like that bit.
I'm definitely like, what's the deal with the devil? Like having paperwork. You know what I mean?
Excuse me, sir.
He's like he's got to check shit off
get
a list.
Secretary or something to like file those away for you.
I mean, to be honest with you though, like whenever you hear these biblical depictions of like heaven and hell.
Mm-hmm.
Like, am I 5 fucking years old? You know? Oh, fire! You know, like that's all you can think
oh,
of.
Oh, it's so hot!
Have you read Lord of the Rings?
Ooh.
You know?
Yeah.
Honestly, that is the weird thing is Lord of the Rings does the Bible better than the Bible.
Yeah.
That's true, they do.
It's wild.
Shout out Gandalf.
Exactly. So, kind of weird to me, honestly, when they're like, fire and brimstone. I'm like, who are you, bro?
Like, have you even heard of the Balrog, dude?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you can find like 10 people in like a mile radius that are like, yeah, set me on fire.
Oh,
just
yes.
a little bit. Yeah, yeah, you know. Just
I like, consent.
Yeah. Anyway, all right. Uh-oh.
Action.
Dude, the reverb in James's room just really makes that.
I love it.
Yeah. I don't know if we get the reverb on his mic. I'm not on the professional mic. I don't know if it's professional. Anyway, the good one. That's what we're going to call it.
Okay.
It's relative terms. But I'm going to listen. I'm going to find out. On this day in 1955, Abbott and Costello Meet the Mummy is
Ooh.
Released. I bet that is a jaunt. And then they get lost in Central Park or something. you know, just classic hijinks. On this day in 1989, even before I was born, my life was changed.
Mm-hmm.
Batman, directed by Timothy
Burton.
Thank you. I knew it was French.
Oui, oui.
Oh, oui. Is she French?
Oh, oui, oui.
Like, I just want to redo that scene. Like, we need to, you know what we need? We need a constant, just like, we need two cameras and, like, that front doorway set.
Oh,
just
yeah.
ready, and then I can go and I put on, like, a semi-bald wig. In a few years, I won't need it. But until then, I just put on the semi-bald wig. I got the jacket real quick. You dress up as Jodie Foster, you know? And we just shoot any version of that scene that we want immediately. So, oh, wait. I can just cut to that.
Yes, sir.
Is she French?
She was French, yes, sir.
She was a frog, yes, sir. I'm okay being racist to French. I don't care.
Or frogs, like a...
That's like a pretty derogatory term.
No way.
Well, yeah, dude.
You learn something new every day. That's wild.
Well, you know who my dad is. Anyway.
Thanks, Bill.
I learn them all.
Those damn frogs.
No, it is bad. It's like... But until I get an email, I'm gonna do it because they're white. Yeah. They're whiter. They're pretty white.
They get it.
They're very white. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, Batman the original, so good.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely became obsessed with these movies before even the George Clooney Val Kilmer.
Oh yeah,
stuff
yeah. Well, I remember this out. Batman and Batman Returns. Like we had on VHS, and I watched those religiously.
Absolutely. I definitely need me a very. The dorkiest hat I think I ever want to own, and I have to own it, is just give me the yellow logo.
Oh, yeah.
On a black hat.
Yeah.
And, you know, I want that. I like it. Ooh, another game changer for me. Absolutely. Also on this day in 1989. So a big day.
Yeah.
Big day if you're like between 8 and probably 16, honestly. Listen. That's the window for both these.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's
what I'm
saying. That's the Venn diagram that crosses here, the ages. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids comes out. Fucking great.
Shout out Rick Moranis.
That's right.
I love Rick. Man. And you know what? Even watching him in Bully with Tom Arnold, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's somehow charming as like a terrified man.
Yeah.
You don't want him to be hurt. You do.
I looked that up. Is it Big Bully or Bully?
I think you're right. It's Big Bully.
Big Bully.
I think you're correct. Because Bully is the one
I remembered it as Bully, too.
Yeah, I think they... It is big. Well, actually, I'm not sure. I just know that there's also the Brad Renfro. I can't remember anyone else in it. Brad Renfro movie, directed by Larry Clark, I think, called Bully, which is really dark.
Mm.
Anyway, let's bust through the rest of these and then get to birthdays. On this day, 1995, Pocahontas is released. Of course, that was huge for me as a child.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just beyond the river bend, dude.
Oh, that's all about white penis. That's white penis galore. For sure.
White penis galore.
We are running out of time. We've got to pull these birthdays up. Sorry, guys. You know, we're just getting back in the flow of things. Released on this day in the year 2000, both Chicken Run and Me, Myself, and Irene. Amazing. Another great fucking day for movies.
Yeah.
On this day in 2004, a movie that really seems to have found a place in it's a cult classic, I guess, is really a simple way to say it. White Chicks, released on the same 2004. All right, let's make sure we don't miss the birthday of, because then we are like completely out of time. We'll take a little bit longer. Ooh, Erin Moriarty, she's awesome in The Boys. Minka Kelly, don't know who she is at all. What I hate their list. Ooh, Peter Weller turning 78.
Okay.
RoboCop.
Are you on the
23rd?
Yep.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, no, this is tomorrow, so y'all get ready.
Wait.
Francis McDormand turning 67 or 68.
Shout out, Francis.
Selma Blair, 53.
Oh, man. What a day.
Yeah.
Man, fuck that guy.
Yeah, I agree. Fuck that guy.
That's probably.
Yeah. Well, born on this day, now dead. June Carter Cash. Best part about Johnny. The second best part about Johnny Cash.
Probably.
Yeah.
Okay, guys.
Happy another one day.
Well, bye.
See you tomorrow.
I always say, like, ooh, it stopped and it's not. But guess what? Now it is. Okay. I mean, the video. I guess the podcast will last until.